Of you?
我们最近教会的读经进度 到了提多书。
Recently, we have been reading the book of Titus in our daily Bible reading schedule.
那在提多书之前，就是提摩太前后书。
Before the book of Titus were the books of 1st and 2nd Timothy.
今天早上我们一起来学习提摩太前书的第一章。
So this morning, I would like to share with you the book of 1st Timothy.
提摩太前后书是保罗对提摩太的吩咐。
Paul wrote the books of 1st and 2nd Timothy to give him instructions.
我们看提摩太前书第一章。
Let us turn to 1st Timothy chapter 1.
第一章的第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3. 请。As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine.
看第二节。
Verse 2, To Timothy, a true son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord.
保罗把提摩太看作是自己的儿子。
Paul treated Timothy as his own son.
就是在真道上所生的儿子。
He was the son that was born through the truth.
那保罗教导提摩太就是要继承他的工作来协助教会成长。
Paul taught Timothy to succeed his work to make the church grow.
所以这是前一代的工人对后一代工人的一个指引。
So this is a guidance from an older generation to the younger generation.
那因为保罗非常的爱提摩太，所以他称作儿子。
Because Paul loved Timothy very much, so he called him his son.
然后在第三节，保罗吩咐提摩太来住在以弗所教会。
In verse 3, he told Timothy to stay in the church of Ephesus.
每一个教会都有他们的文化。
And every church has its own culture.
那这个文化不是一天造成的。
And this culture was not formed in one day.
所以有时候是一段很长的时间才有一个文化。
And usually a culture is formed for a very long time.
所以教会刚刚开始没有一个传统文化也有它的好处。
So a new church, it may not have a new culture yet, and that has its benefit.
因为我们可以从圣经的指引来建立新的文化。
Because a new church can build its own culture from the Bible.
如果教会建立很久有它的文化也有它的好处。
But if a church hasn't established for a long time and has its own culture, it also has its benefits.
因为这个文化如果跟圣经一样那我们要推动圣工就非常有帮助。
If the church culture is based on the Bible, then it is very easy to establish holy work.
但是如果教会的文化跟圣经不太一样。
But if the church culture is different from that of the Bible,
那常常就需要一段时间来改变。
Then we will need a long period of time to transition.
那文化最重要的目的是什么？
What is the most important thing about a culture?
就是让神的名在我们中间得到荣耀。
It is that God's name could be glorified among us.
让每一个信徒来到教会会得到造就。
So that every member who comes to the church will be edified.
那这样我们教会的文化就在往正确的方向发展。
Then we know that the church culture is going the right direction.
如果来到教会觉得没有得到造就，
If we come to church and we don't feel edified at all,
甚至我们来到教会，我们的信心受到亏损。
Furthermore, our faith might be affected negatively.
那这就表示我们教会的文化需要改变。
And that means the church culture needs to change.
所以在第一章里面，保罗告诉提摩太。
In 1 Timothy chapter 1, Paul told Timothy.
说在以弗所教会有三件事情需要改变。
There are three things in the church of Ephesus that needs changing.
那这样他们以弗所教会的文化才能够往正确的方向发展。
So that the church culture can grow in the right direction.
我们看第三章的第一章的第三节。
Let us read chapter 1 verse 3.
说你要住在以弗所吩咐那几个人不可以传异教。
You should remain in Ephesus that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine.
啊，英文叫 other doctrine， 或者翻作 false doctrine， 哦，就是说一个错误的教义。
So these other doctrines are false doctrine.
哦，那这个错误的教义啊，就引导人的信仰啊方向会偏差。
The false doctrine would lead the members' faith into the wrong direction.
哦，那主耶稣也讲啊，法利赛人的教训呢是会发酵的。
Jesus once said that the faith of the Pharisee is like leaven.
哦，所以错误的教训会引起教会纷争。
And so the wrong doctrine will cause the church to be divided.
哦，因此这种文化啊需要改变。
This culture needs to change.
哦，那当时所谓的异教是什么？
So what were the other doctrine at the time?
啊，如果我们看提摩太前书第四章的第三节。
If we read 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3.
请看第四章第三节。
Let's read chapter 4 verse 3.Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth.
就是说他们禁止嫁娶。
The wrong doctrine was forbidding others to marry.
其实嫁娶是神设立的。
Actually, marriage was established by God.
美满的婚姻是神的恩典。
A good marriage is a blessing of God.
幸福的家庭是教会的基础。
A blissful family is the foundation of the church.
所以对一个没有独身恩赐的人应该要结婚。
Therefore, a person who does not have the gift to remain single should get married.
但是每个人不一样。
But everyone is different.
如果用规定的为着敬拜神不能结婚，这个叫做错误的教训。
If we require people to not get married in order to worship God, then that is the wrong doctrine.
因为这跟圣经不一样。
Because that is contrary to the Bible.
那下面又说禁戒食物。
And the next thing that it mentioned was that they are not allowed to eat certain foods.
我们不吃的东西，从圣经看起来只有血跟拜偶像的东西。
The only two foods that the Bible mentioned not to take were those that are worshipped to idol and also animals that have been strangled.
其他的感谢神都可以领受。
But the rest of the food we can just partake with thanksgiving.
那如果有人不吃哪一样东西，很可能是个人的喜好或者健康的原因。
If some of us do not eat some type of food, that is because of our health reason or personal preferences.
但是如果用规定的我们敬拜神有什么食物不可以吃。
But if we require people to abstain from certain food because of the faith.
这样看起来会更敬虔。
So that we can look more devout.
这个叫做异教。
And that is the other false doctrine.
所以神是万物给我们，让我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐，这是神的恩典。
God has given us the blessing to partake all types of food.
所以在提摩太那以弗所教会，第一个需要改变是有人传异教。
So the first thing that the church needs to change is that they need to stop preaching the wrong doctrine.
那第二个这个异教是提摩太后书第二章。
The second item is mentioned in 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章的十七节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 17.And their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort. 18 Who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some.
这里讲他们说使人复活已经过去了。
Here they said that the resurrection has already been passed.
就是没有使人复活。
That means there's no more resurrection in the future.
那这种说法就偏离了真道。
And this kind of saying has deterred from the truth.
那就败坏人的信心。
And that corrupted people's faith.
因为如果没有复活。
Because if there's no resurrection in the future.
我们就不需要信耶稣了。
Then we don't need to believe in Jesus anymore.
因为信耶稣最后的得救就是回到天国。
Because the reason we believe in Jesus Christ is so that at the end we can return back to heaven.
这个叫活泼的盼望。
That is our living hope.
那如果这个没有了。
If we don't have this living hope.
那我们就 今天活着，今天快乐就好了，死就完了。
Then we will just live happily today, and then when we die, everything will end.
哦，这是当时的啊两种所谓异教。
And that were the two other doctrines that they were preaching at the time.
那接下去他们传的就是无穷的家谱。我们回来看啊，提摩太前书第一章。
The third thing that they were preaching was about genealogy. Let's turn back to 1 Timothy.
四节，
这里说
无穷的家谱。
Chapter 1, verse 4 of 1 Timothy. Here it says that they were giving heed to endless genealogies.
那为什么他们很注重家谱？
Why were they valuing genealogies?
因为最后就是要跟亚伯拉罕连上关系。
Because they want to be connected to Abraham.
神赐给亚伯拉罕一块牛奶与蜜之地。
God had given Abraham a land of milk and honey.
那跟他的家谱有关系才能够承受。
And those who are of the genealogy of Abraham can inherit this land.
但是新约时代透过主耶稣，我们都是亚伯拉罕的后裔，属灵上的。
But in the New Testament, we are all descendants of Abraham through Jesus Christ.
所以我们的家谱，实际上我是谁生的，我爸爸是谁生的，这个已经不重要了。
So actually, it doesn't matter what our genealogy is.
所以这是第二个啊。那第三个就是第四节。
And the third thing is recorded in verse 4.
荒谬无凭的话语。
They were giving heed to fables.
也就是说世俗的虚谈。
That means they were just talking about nonsense.
然后它是我们看第六章的第二节。
Let's turn to chapter 6, verse 2.
提摩太前书第六章的第二节。
Chapter 6, verse 2. And those who have believing masters, let them not despise them.
第六章二十节。
Chapter 6, verse 20. Verse 20. O Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and idle babble and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge.
二十一节。
Verse 21, by professing it, some have strayed concerning the faith. Grace be with you. Amen.
这里讲这个世俗的虚谈。
Here it mentioned idle babble.
那是什么意思？
Or empty chatter. What does it mean?
接下去就说敌真道似是而非的学问。
Those are the one that contradicts with the truth.
它是一套的理论。
They are just theories.
看起来好像对，但是其实是不对的。
They seem to be correct, but they're not.
这个叫做似是而非。
And that is what is called contradictions.
那如果去相信这样的道理，
If we believe this kind of doctrine,
就偏离了真道。
Then we have deterred from the true faith.
好比方说，我们信主以后还在谈相命、星象、紫微斗数，这一些就是世俗的虚谈。
So if after we have believed and become Christian, we still talk about superstitions, talking about feng shui or crystal balls, these things, then that is against the faith.
那什么日子是好日，什么日子不好，这个都是世俗的虚谈。
If we have to pick good days or these days are bad days, then that is contradicting to our faith.
这就偏离了我们在基督里面的自由。
And that has taken away the liberty that we have in Jesus Christ.
所以保罗告诉提摩太要在以弗所要试着去改变他们不好的文化。
So Paul told Timothy to change the bad cultures that they had in Ephesus.
那接下去就是要建立好的文化。
And following after that, he needs to establish a good culture in the church.
我们来看提摩太前书第一章第五节。
Let us turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith.
这里讲命令的总归就是爱。
The purpose of the commandment is love.
所以这个圣经所有的诫命到最后的结论就是爱。
So all the commandments in the Bible, it's concluded in love.
就是要教导我们去爱神跟爱人。
They all teach us to love God and love men.
那有时候我们跟人谈话，
When we talk to others,
我们给人很多的意见。
We might give them a lot of suggestions.
如果我们谈话到最后会帮助他爱神跟爱人。
If at the end of the day, we help them to love God and love men,
那我们谈话的内容就是对他有造就。
Then the content of our conversation is edifying to the person.
但是如果我们跟人谈话到最后让他爱神也减少也不爱人，那我们谈话的内容就没有造就。
If after the conversation, the person decreased in his love for God and men, then it did not edify him.
所以命令的总归就是爱。
So the conclusion of the commandment or the purpose of the commandment is love.
那我们对父母对孩子都会有很多的意见建议。
Parents often have a lot of suggestions to their children.
但是到归结到最后还是这两点。
And at the end of the day, it is still coming back to this.
如果我们给孩子的指引跟建议会帮助他爱神跟爱人。
If our guidance to our children is to lead them to love God and men,
这个就是对他有造就。
Then the suggestions we give him or her are edifying to her.
但是有时候我们给孩子的建议，你要读什么，你要到哪里，你要做什么，到最后让他爱神会减少，爱人也会减少。
But if the suggestions we give to them will make them decrease in their love of God and men,
很可能从事上来讲，这是一个很聪明的建议。
And even though your suggestion may be very smart,
但是从属灵上来讲，我们对我们下代建立是没有造就的。
But spiritually, your child is not edified.
所以所有圣经的教训是从神的爱出来的。
Therefore, the purpose of all the commandments is based on God's love.
那神是完全的。
God is perfect.
所以圣经的话找不到一句是不好的。
Therefore, you can't find anything that's bad in God's words.
如果不好就可以把它删掉。
If it's not good, then you can delete it.
包括十条诫命也是一样。
Including the Ten Commandments.
没有一条是不好的。
None of them is bad.
虽然以现在来讲，十条诫命标准相当的高。
Even though in today's standard, the Ten Commandments standard is quite high.
前面四条就是爱神。
The first four commandments teach us to love God.
后面六条就是爱人。
The last six are to love men.
所以这个诫命是叫我们爱神跟爱人。
So the purpose of all the commandments is to teach us to love God and men.
所以命令的总归就是爱。
So the purpose of commandments is love.
那为什么现在社会这么多问题？
So how come the society is full of problems?
就是把命令当作建议。
That's because we treat commandment as a suggestion.
我喜欢我做，我不喜欢我不做。
If I like it, I'll do it. If I don't, then I don't do it.
所以有选择性的在做神的诫命。
So we make choices in what commandments we want to keep.
那这样我们就不是活在爱神跟爱人里面。
In this case, we don't live in a life that is loving to God and to men.
所以保罗要提摩太在以弗所教会要教导神的命令。
So Paul told Timothy to teach the members to keep God's commandments.
到最后让他们因为了解神的诫命，懂得去爱神跟爱人。
So that they may understand the purpose of keeping those commandments, which is to love God and men.
那这样的文化就是有造就人。
And that kind of culture is very edifying.
因为会爱神会爱人，在律法上就完全了。
Because if you can love God and men, then you are perfect in the law.
我们在审判的日子就毫无惧怕。
Then we will be blameless in the day of judgment.
教会是神的家。
The church is the family of God.
如果我们在教会里面到最后，我们懂得爱神爱人。
This is the house of God. So if at the end of the day we know how to love God and men.
这个家是能够造就人的。
Then this house can edify others.
让来的人都得到益处。
Everyone who comes will be edified.
所以保罗告诉提摩太，命令的总归就是爱。
So Paul taught Timothy that the purpose of all commandments is love.
那这个爱从三种的心发出来了。
This type of love come from three types of hearts.
所以圣经里面的爱跟世界上人讲的爱实在是差别很大。
The love that's mentioned in the Bible is very different from that of the world.
因此我们在信仰当中的爱需要回到圣经来看。
So when we talk about love in the Bible, we need to go back to the Bible to see what it's like.
因为一生的果效是从心发出来的。
Because everything that happens comes from the heart.
那如果我们的爱符合这三种的心态， 我们的爱是非常好的。
So if our love is one of these three, then our love is the right type of love.
我们先来看第一个是什么。
Let's study the first one.
这里说爱是从清洁的心发出来的。
The first one says, love is from a pure heart.
什么叫做清洁的心？
What is a pure heart?
就是动机很纯正。
That means that the motive is pure.
那这样的爱是从神来的。
This kind of love comes from God.
那什么叫做动机很纯正？
What does it mean to have a pure motive?
我们看哥林多前书十三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书十三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 13.
第五节。
Verse 5. Love does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil.
这里说爱是不求自己的益处。
Here it says that love does not seek its own benefits.
那如果能够做到这样啊，我们的爱动机就很纯。
And if we could do that, then our love has pure motive.
那什么叫做动机不纯？
What does it mean to have impure motive?
就是我们的爱里面含有自己的益处在里面。
That means that you are seeking your own benefits.
比方说我们在教会里面我们不鼓励在教会做生意。
For example, we do not encourage people doing business with one another in the church.
这是我们教会跟一般教会很大的不同。
And that is a very big difference between our church and the other churches.
因为一旦有利害关系的交往，
Once you have business relations with one another in the church,
我们对一个人很好，很可能是要从对方得到一个机会让我们能够来做生意。
Then maybe when you treat others very well, it is because you want to gain opportunity to do business with the person.
那这样，这个爱就不纯。
Then this kind of love is not pure.
因为爱是不求自己的益处。
Because love does not seek its own benefits.
所以在教会里面我们不要做生意。
And that's why we shouldn't do business in the church.
那这种爱，圣经也可以找得到。
We can see this kind of love in the Bible.
比方说，拿俄米跟路德。
For example, Naomi and Ruth.
我们常常说这是一对非常难得这个婆媳之间的模范。
We often say that they are the model relationship between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law.
但是是先有路德还是先有拿俄米？
So who started the love first? Was it Ruth or was it Naomi?
所以有的一直拿这个故事来要求自己的媳妇。
And some people use this example to expect their daughter-in-law to do the same.
你看你跟路德差很多要努力。
And the mother-in-law may say to the daughter-in-law, you are so different from Ruth, you need to work harder.
甚至先生对自己的太太要求。
And sometimes the husband will say that to the wife.
你要向路德学习。
You need to learn from Ruth.
但是我们看整个故事是从拿俄米开始的。
But if you take a look at the story, it all started from Naomi.
我们看路德记第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Ruth, chapter
1. 路德记第一章。
Ruth, chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, Go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dwelt with the dead and with me.
第九节。
Verse 9. The Lord grant you that you may find rest, each in the house of her husband. So she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept.
亚比米勒带全家到摩亚地去。
Elimelech brought his whole family to the land of Moab.
问题很快解决了。
They solved the problem of the famine quickly.
但是有更大的问题发生了。
However, there was a bigger problem.
因为他们离开了神。
Because they departed from the land of God.
所以失去神的祝福，一家三个男人都死了。
Because they lost the blessings of God, all three males in the family passed.
那拿俄米是一个很孤单的人。
So Naomi was a lonely widow.
丈夫死了，两个孩子也死了。
Her husband passed away as well as her two sons.
她是何等的孤单跟痛苦。
And how painful was her experience and how lonely must she be?
但是当她看到两个媳妇。
But when she saw her two daughters-in-law.
还年轻啊。
They're still young.
哦，那跟着我有什么前途呢？
If they stay with her, then they will have no future.
你应该要回家再结婚，享受自己幸福的婚姻跟家庭。
She thought that they should return home and have their own family and enjoy life.
所以拿俄米这样做是不简单的。
It was a very difficult decision for Naomi to make.
爱是不求自己的益处。
But love seeks not its own.
对所有人来讲，最好你们不要结婚，因为你可以跟我作伴。
For most people, we might think that it is best that you two don't leave so that you can accompany me.
哦，那这样看起来是爱，但是他已经把自己的益处放在里面了。
It seems like this is a type of love, but she puts her own benefits in it.
那拿俄米不是讲一次，拿俄米讲两三次。
And Naomi did not even say this once. She told them to leave multiple times.
哦，但是圣经说这两个媳妇就舍不得拿俄米。
But the Bible said that these two daughters-in-law did not want to depart from her.
为什么舍不得拿俄米？
Why was that?
因为她真的是有爱。
Because she really did love them.
她在讲话是不求自己的益处。
When she spoke with them, she did not seek her own benefits.
所以这样的爱啊，确实能够造就人，感动人。
That type of love could really touch others and edify others.
那这样的爱叫做从清洁的心发出来的。
And that kind of love comes from a pure heart.
不求自己的益处。
Because it seeks not its own.
所以如果婆媳发生问题，应该是婆婆要先检讨。
So if there's a problem between mother-in-laws and daughter-in-law, then the mother-in-law needs to reflect first.
因为年纪比较大。
Because she's older.
我们的爱是不是比较纯？
Is her love more pure?
就是不求自己的益处。
To not seek her own.
那这样会感动人。
Then that kind of love can touch others.
所以爱是从清洁的心发出来的。
So love comes from a pure heart.
那在圣经里面讲主耶稣的故事。
The Bible tells us about the story of Jesus Christ.
我们看约翰福音十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音的十二章。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
第四节第五节。
Verses 4 and 5. Verse 4. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?
这里说玛利亚拿一个极贵的香膏然后抹在耶稣的脚上。
Here it tells us that Mary took a pound of very costly oil, spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus.
让她用头发去擦干。
She used her hair to wipe the feet of Jesus.
那屋里就满了香气。
The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil.
那个时候犹大就讲话了。
At the time, Judas spoke up.
说如果把它卖30两银子，能够救济穷人，那不是很好吗？
He said that isn't it better to sell this for 300 denarii and give them to the poor?
那你把这个30两银子的香膏打破，在脚里又擦干一下，香气没有了，不是浪费吗？
But isn't it such a waste to break the spikenard and this 300 denarii worth of spikenard to wipe it on Jesus' feet and then it just dissipates.
所以最重要不是犹大讲什么话。
But the most important thing is not about what Judas says.
他想要用这个来周济穷人，他心里面的动机是什么？
Even though he said he wanted to use these 300 denarii to give to the poor, but what was the motivation in his heart?
这个动机如果一挖出来，发现他这个爱真的是有问题啊。
If you look at his motivation, then you would know that his motive was problematic.
所以第六节。
Let's read verse 6. Then he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it.
所以他讲这个爱的话，其实不是真的他顾念穷人。
So even though he spoke the words of love, but that was not his intention.
他是把自己的益处放在里面，然后用一个很好的包装来表达出来。
He was expressing something very loving, but underneath was his impure intention.
因为如果这个三十两银子拿来卖了，放在钱袋里面，他可以用啊。
Because if he sold the spikenards, then he could use the 300 denarii for himself.
所以他的爱不是从清洁的心出来的。
So his love did not come from a pure heart.
这样就不能造就人。
And that can never edify others.
这样也不能荣耀神。
And it cannot glorify God.
所以要让我们的爱很纯，就是要把我拿掉。
If we want to have a pure love, then we need to remove ourselves.
跟主耶稣一样。
Just like Jesus Christ.
圣经里面说，他本来是富足的。
The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ was very rich.
他为着我们成为贫穷。
But he became poor for our sake.
富足是在天上。
He was rich in heaven.
贫穷是在地上。
But he was poor on earth.
从天上降到地上。
He came from heaven to earth.
这是极大的牺牲。
That was a great sacrifice.
为什么？
Why?
不是为着他自己。
Not for himself.
叫我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
He came so that we can be rich from from him being poor.
就是因为主耶稣在世界上贫穷，他所传的福音，我们今天能够在恩典上，在灵性上得到富足。
Because he was poor on earth, that's why we can be rich spiritually nowadays.
所以爱的真正来源应该是清洁的。
So the source of our love needs to be pure.
我们看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音的第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第二节。
Verse 2. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward.
这里说行善不可以吹号。
Here it says that when you do good deed, you should not sound a trumpet.
你如果报纸一打开来，电视一打开来，好多行善都在吹号。
If you look at the newspaper or turn on the TV, you see that a lot of people do charity very publicly.
为什么？
Why?
因为从他的善行里面可以得到 赞美，可以得到名利。
Because they can receive a lot of praises and status from doing charity.
那这样的善行也不是从清洁的心发出来的。
This type of charitable deeds is not from a pure heart.
所以哥林多前书十三章在讲爱。
First Corinthians chapter 13 tells us about love.
我们有时候真的看不懂到底是什么意思。
Sometimes we may not understand what love is.
我们看哥林多前书十三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书十三章第三节。
Verse 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but not have love, it profits me nothing.
怎么有可能一个人将所有周济穷人会没有爱呢？
How can a person who bestowed all that he had to feed the poor have no love?
原因就是如果他是为着建立自己的名。
If he did so to establish himself,
这个也 不是出于爱啊。
Then it is not out of love.
那就算不了什么。
Then it means nothing.
那怎么有可能舍身焚烧没有爱呢？
So how can a person give his body to be burned and have no love?
所以有人讲我们一生要立德、立功、立言，就是说要突出，要让人纪念，要在历史留名。
Some people want to leave a legacy behind.
那因为这个样子，所以 我行很多善事。
Therefore, they did a lot of charitable deeds.
在历史上有一个出名的这个记号。
So that they are left behind a legacy and a name for themselves.
就是不是出于清洁的心。
Then that is not out of a pure heart.
所以爱第一个就是从清洁的心出来的。
Therefore, love needs to be from a pure heart.
那这样的爱能够荣耀神，也能够造就人。
Then this type of love can edify men and glorify God.
那这个就是教会所要建立的一个非常属灵的造就人的文化。
This is the kind of culture that we should establish in the church to edify others.
所以有时候虽然教会我们看好像没有人在行什么善，其实很多人在行善。
When we look around the church, it may seem that nobody is doing charitable work, but actually a lot of people are doing it.
虽然没有人，不是很少人很直接说我很爱你，我很关心你。
Maybe very few people would tell you that they love you and that they care for you.
但是其实有很多的信徒是暗中在关心人，在为他祷告。
But a lot of members really care for one another behind the back and pray for you.
那这样的爱是纯的，是真的能够造就人。
This type of love is pure and can edify others.
好，我们看提摩太前书第一章第五节。
Let's turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
第一个说这个爱是从清洁的心，第二个是从无愧的良心出来。
Verse 5, it says that love must be from a pure heart and from a good conscience.
良心是什么？
What is conscience?
良心就是神本性的一部分。
Conscience is a part of God's divine nature.
那如果再讲清楚到底良心是什么？
If we dig deeper, what is conscience?
我们看罗马书的第二章。
We can see that in Romans chapter 12.
罗马书的第二章。
Romans chapter 2.
从十四节一直到十五节。
Romans chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law to themselves. 15. Who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts accusing or else excusing them.
所以有人在问啊，如果没有听过道理就死的，那将来可不可以得救？
Some people may ask, if someone has never heard the truth before the gospel, then if they die, can they go to heaven?
这里告诉我们，没有听过道理，审判的标准是良心。
Here it tells us that for those who have never heard the truth, then the standard of judgment is their conscience.
一生没有违背过良心可以上天国，有几个可以上天国？
If you have never done anything against your conscience, you can go to heaven. How many people can do that?
这个标准啊，是很高的。
The standard is way too high.
那良心是什么？
What is conscience?
是非之心。
It is the concept of right and wrong.
就是当我们做对的时候，我们觉得很放心；我们做不对的时候，会很焦虑，晚上会觉得我很难睡觉。
When we did something right, then we feel very good. When we did something wrong, then we become guilty and worried.
所以我们的爱是要从清无愧的良心出来。
So our love must come from a pure conscience.
那最好的例子是什么？
What is the best example?
夏娃爱亚当。
Eve loved Adam.
当然亚当爱夏娃，他说骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
Of course, Adam also loved Eve because he said that you're the flesh of my flesh, bones of my bones.
那夏娃爱亚当，她吃的善恶果很好吃，她就拿给亚当吃。
Eve really loved Adam when she ate of the fruit from the tree of good knowledge of good and evil. She gave it to Adam.
好的东西要分享，当然这是爱。
You share good things to others. That is based on love.
但是吃了以后，两个都发现不敢见神了。
But after they ate of it, they were guilty and they didn't dare to see God.
良心有亏欠。
Because they felt guilty in their conscience.
因为他们在爱里面所做的已经超过神的话。
Because what they did was beyond the boundary of God's laws.
所以我们的爱要是无愧的良心。
So our love must come from a good conscience.
特别是当人跟人彼此相爱的时候，会觉得很亲近。
Especially when we love one another, we feel very close to them.
我们讲的话不要超过道理的范围。
The words that we say to one another must not cross the boundary of God's words.
超过道理的范围就会发生问题。
And once you cross the boundary of the truth, then there'll be problems.
所以有时候我们看两个人很要好，过了一段时间怎么不讲话了？
And if you see two people are very good friends, and then after a while, they departed from one another.
他不讲话，就是当他们很好的时候，他讲的、他做的超过道理。
And that is because when they were together, what they did or say had crossed the boundary of God's truth.
所以当我们的爱在这个真理的范围之内。
If our love is inside the boundary of God's truth.
看起来好像很淡薄，没有一种激情。
It may not seem to be very exciting.
但是这个爱却能够持久。
But this love can last.
但是有时候爱好像是一种激情。
But if love is just for excitement.
但是超过道理，将来那个问题会跑出来。
And if it crossed the boundary of God's truth, then it will be problematic.
这个包括男女之间的交往也是一样。
That includes the relationship between men and women.
在道理的范围，我们的良心就会平安。
And if a romantic relationship is within the boundary of God's truth, then we will feel very safe.
那第三个范围。
What's the third boundary?
这个爱是从无畏的信心出来的。
And love must come from a pure faith.
爱是从信心出来的。
Love comes from faith.
啊，这是绝对是对的。
And if it comes from a sincere faith, then it is right.
为什么
？Why？
我们现在从两个方面来看。
Let's look at it from two perspectives.
路加福音十八章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 18.
路加福音的十八章。
Luke 18.
22节
Verse 22. So when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, You still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me.
这个少年人要进天国。
This young man wanted to enter into heaven.
主耶稣跟他讲。
Jesus told him,
你变卖所有分给穷人。
If you sell one, everything that you have and distribute them to the poor.
然后你就有财宝在天上。
Then you have treasure in heaven.
变卖所有分给穷人，这就是爱。
To sell all that you have and give them to the poor, that is love.
如果你真的有爱
，If you truly have love,
在天国你有看不见的富足。
Then you will have endless treasure in heaven for you.
那你人既然要上天国，当然你富足要带到天上去啊。
Because we are going to heaven in the future, of course we want to store treasure in heaven first.
让你发光像太阳。
And so that, yeah, your treasure can shine like the sun.
但是这个少年人呢、啊，他就忧忧愁愁离开耶稣。
But this young man left Jesus very sorrowfully.
为什么
？Why?
他做不到。
He couldn't do it.
为什么做不到
？Why couldn't he do it?
因为他信不到。
Because his faith was not strong enough.
他没有办法相信说在天国有财产。
He could not believe that he could have treasure in heaven.
所以真的爱是从无畏的信心出来的。
So, true love comes from sincere faith.
我相信我所做的，神一定会纪念。
When I believe that God will remember what I do,
我在地上的爱，一定在天国会有看不见的富足。
Then I believe that the love that I show here today, will be transferred to heaven as treasure.
所以保罗说，自战自清的苦楚，这是什么苦楚？
Paul mentioned the pain.
就是去传福音受苦。
That is the most excruciating pain, which is to preach the gospel.
牺牲。
That is a great sacrifice.
让人得到福音。
But people receive the gospel.
那怎么做得下去呢
？How can he continue this mission?
要承重极重无比的荣耀。
Because he knows that he will inherit unimaginable glory.
他信得下去，他就做得下去。
Because he could believe that, that's why he could continue his mission.
所以爱其实就是信心的表现。
Therefore, to love others is an expression of our faith.
好，我们来看哥林多后书。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第九章第六节，请读。
Chapter 9, verse 6. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.
第八节。
Verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work.
有时候我们爱做不出去，因为我们想，如果我做出去了，我就损失了。
Sometimes we're unable to show love to others because we say that we think that if we give to others, then we are losing.
但是如果我真的相信圣经的话
，But if we truly believe in the word of the Bible,
我真的行善
，If I truly do my charitable work,
神会给我更多来行更多的善
，Then God will give me even more so that I could do even more work.
因为我种多，我就可以收多
，Because the more that I sow, the more that I can reap.
如果我信得下去。
If I can believe this,
我们就可以常常行爱
then we're able to show love all the time.
所以施比受更有福
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
我们来到教会，很多人给我们爱，这是一种福气，不错。
When we come to church, we receive so much love from brothers and sisters. This is wonderful.
那到底谁要给谁爱
？But who should give who love?
就是有信心的。
Those who have faith.
当我们有信心，就爱人。
Those who have faith.To love others.
我们会比从人得到爱得到更大的福气。
We will receive a lot more blessings than others because we show love.
爱心就是信心的表现。
So love, to express love is an expression of our faith.
当我们的爱有这三个成分。
When we have these three things in our love.
清洁的心。
A pure heart.
无愧的良心。
good conscience,
无畏的信心,
and sincere faith,
我们整个教会的文化就能够造就人。
Then the church culture will be able to edify everyone.
来的不想走，走了还想回来。
And those who have come to the church will not want to leave, and those who have left will want to come back.
神的名就得到荣耀。
Then God's name is glorified.
唱诗。
Let's sing him together.
332.
332.